Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
New Degree Advanced, first ever 72-hour nonstop protection with motion sensor. Tested to the limit and proven.
Still feeling dry and fresh.
72-hour nonstop protection, however much you move.
It's your man Ola Ski on the wheels, baby.
Trying to steal my DJ.
Check it out.
this is a product of WBNN. And of course, this is Dynamics Overview, and I'm your man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Olad Ski, y'all. With my cuts, baby. Feel the vibe, baby. Feel the vibe, baby. Lagos, baby. That's right. We live from Lagos tonight. 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. And tonight's topic, it's not a hard topic, and it's real simple, black spirituality and other important black topics. Okay? We're going to deal with that tonight. Now, with my co-host, this man is another legend. He's not a myth because he's on almost every night. He's real. Anything can be. Now, this man is the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting, enshrining, the 2022 Lifetime Achiever Award-winning elect. Also, the two-time WBNN Host of the Year, Mr. Huni Bach-Batun. Brother Huni, how you feeling tonight?
Man, with an introduction like that, I go wrong. How you doing? For the people who never heard the Magic Man speak before, you're definitely going to hear me speak live and clear tonight. And the name is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-K-M-A-N, the Magic.
You heard what he said. You heard what he said. This, you know, Hall of Fame two times. Now, of course, our special. Now, Huni, I got something for you. Now, you thought you only had one special co-host tonight, but you got three special co-hosts tonight. Yeah, I got you behind real good tonight. The first one is back on WBNN, and he's a former host of our network, and now he's back on as a alumni and new host on our network again, Mr. Wyjet Mentuhotep L. How you feeling, Ambassador?
Hey, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. You know, it's a pleasure to be here, DJ Oled Ski and Elder Huni Bach-Batun. Hey, hello, world.
Hey, man. Hey, Huni, how you like that one, baby?
It's long, Wakadush, Barakatu.
Uh-oh, Huni, you're fading. You're fading. Well, as he gets his stuff together, because I know he's going to get his mic together, A little fade, you're fading a little bit. I'm going to put you out a little bit, but we got some more people that's going to surprise you. This host here, former intern and a spectacular host, one of our surprisingly great analysts and a great new host, Miss Mo Garman. How you feel tonight, Mo?
I'm feeling good. How are you, brother O? How are you, Huni?
Hey, man. Getting it together. Wyjet, Mo. Mo, Wyjet.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Pleasure to meet you. Greetings.
And we have one more special guest. And this woman has been biting at the bit for this one, black spirituality and other black topics. The one and grateful, the International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021, Miss Sister Bessie the Truther. Hey, hey, what's going on, Sister Bessie?
Hey, what's going on with my sisters and my brothers? We're all together. Peace and blessings to everyone out there.
All right. Now we're gonna. I got you guys on the line, and of course, if you have a little feedback in the background or something going on, just mute your phones, guys, until I bring you up, and that's okay. But here's the situation at hand, and let's go right to it, Mr. Huni Bach-Batun. We're dealing with black spirituality right now. We're gonna deal with that topic first with all the people on the line, and I'm gonna go to Huni and then Mo Garman. And then I'm going to play a track, and we go right to Wyjet and Sister Bessie. So I'll put Wyjet and Sister Bessie on the ice right now. So right now I just got, you know, of course, Mo Garman and Huni Bach-Batun. Your feelings right now on black spirituality, is it waning or is it getting stronger in these last and evil days?
You want me to go?
Actually, it's getting stronger. I'm sorry. I'm up the bed or I'm going to be last?
No, go ahead,
Lee. Okay, yeah, I would say that it's a great day and time. As the sun comes closer to the earth, you know, a lot of people, original people, don't feel like they can take the sun when the sun is our blessing, right? All you have to do is stay hydrated, y'all. We already received the blessing by melanin. And just take the brain cells everybody used to be iced out and all that kind of stuff, brain dead, right? Sun, as it comes closer to the earth, it's going to thaw them brain cells out and other cells within your body for you to be able to come back to life again. So it's a great, 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 great day and time for sun people all over the world.
All right, all right. We heard that. Okay, Mo Garmin. I mean, he took the positive route right now. I mean, he didn't start his mess yet. You know what I mean? You know, like Andre Presley would. So let's see if you start up. Mo, how you feel about that question I asked?
Well, black spirituality to me, I just think there has been numerous attempts made to strip black people of our language, of our religion, of our culture, of our customs. And ultimately, we never lost our spirituality. You know, we always kept God first. And these practices protected us at times, you know, when we were going through slavery, and they had to be hidden. And they had to be adapted based on religion. And now today is the day that we seize our spirituality. I think that right now we are embracing it more.
All right. You know, I like that because, you know, another thing, too, people are not afraid anymore, Mo. I think you know, with Internet radio, I mean, you know, remember now before you couldn't – you have to say this after dark. I know the stations like in Philadelphia, WURD, you know what I mean, late night. I remember Mr. Joe Sample on WHAT. Okay, you know these shows came on at midnight, Huni Bakatoon, you know, and, you know, you almost had to turn. It was fading in and out, so you had to get closer to the radio to really hear these things. It's like the AM band always, you know, always sounded like it was, you know, staticky and all that. But now, man, with Internet radio, can't do that no more. You know, WBNN is a beacon of light, man. It shines upon men. Now, it's funny. Because my next track, guys, you know, before I go into ask Wajet and Sister Best Truth the same question, it talks about the sun, Huni Bakatoon. So this song right here, man, is dedicated to you. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Here we go. It's good, man. The sun won't come out, y'all. Let's get it.
Open sesame, stepping through the mist, just a specialist. Come in a box and flooded with rock.
Woo!
We'll get down for mine, the kind that makes the men feel it.
Yeah.
Standing in the company of killers. Follow my trail as I walk through the valley of death. Left to fear no evil, cause what I grip is legal. I'm hot like yard, the point guard of this group. On a loop, never your right. Raising on your game tight tonight. Entering the level of high gear. You think you took a Bob Marley slip to get here. Front to rear guard of the drugs that you're hearing. While my neighbors say we need to be jailed for racketeering. Now appearing P-Rock and CEO Smooth to the jugular. Now you got Mecca in the soul, brother. Slightly you might raise a hair of doubt. But if we don't rock the spot, the sun won't come out.
Check it out. Without P-Rock and CEO Smooth, without anger in the nation. Yo, without Mecca in the soul, brother, you know the sun won't come out. Without P-Rock and CEO Smooth, you know we can't reminisce. If we don't straighten it out, sun won't come out.
Unchained heat, a hustle on the street, a beat to keep you on the edge of your seat, you consumer.
Woo!
A QB like Boomer, the ultimate team. But if I wake up in another woman's bed, I'ma scream.
Right.
I'm setting up shop, pop to overthrow Castro.
Yeah.
Choking over Noriega's Garcia Vegas. Guess who supplies the pies and dough triples?
Ooh.
Now she leaks ass cheeks, pearly whites, and titty nipples. With the L of a trick, loot on PC. Even if I never had Sunny Boy, I disagree. Cut the small talk, I give more marks than a school of sharks on attack. So keep your ass back.
Yeah.
When it's whack, you get a thumbs down. Another record deal wasting. Listen, man, find another occupation, man. Here's the persuasion, blazing one amazing rap that's all about.
Yo, check it out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, you gotta act like you know. If it ain't rough, it ain't right, kid. You know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, we can't reminisce destroyed. If we don't straighten it out, you know the sun won't come out.
I woo chicks off acoustics, watching the Knicks. We up 10, we need to stop shooting bricks. Put the jailhouse funk in under stars. Till the lines on my loose sleep look like some metal bars.
Yeah.
My four cats, it's a mega blast. And what I invent, a pack of bloodhounds can never get the scent.
Yeah.
Paying off the beats, now my bills increase.
Say
if there's a $5 rock sold in the park, I want a piece.
Yeah.
The sun won't come out unless the crowd starts it.
Yeah.
Cause if it was my choice, you all dance in darkness.
Huh.
Cause any verse rips a total eclipse with sun rays. Anyways,
was the phrase back in my younger days. Now the guard displays the attribute, dealing with heat from the basement, entering the street. You meet Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and when you see what it's about, you know the sun came out. Now pass my shade.
Yo, without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, without anger in the nation. Yo, without Mecca and the Soul Brother, you know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, you gotta act like you know. If it ain't rough, it ain't right, kid. You know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, we can't reminisce. Yo, if we don't straighten it out, you know the sun won't come out. Without Pete Rock and CL Smooth, without ghettos of the mind, if you know what I'm talking about, you know the sun won't come out. Check it.
Cody Bakatoon, I'm playing with him tonight, man. Am I getting to these crates tonight, man? How you feel? How you feel?
Man, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. And you can't go wrong with Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I mean, they came during the, get this now, the golden age of hip-hop. I mean, they was the last of the last when it came to lyrical content. The beats was funky. We got down and party. We got down and danced. Pete Rock and CL Smooth. The dynamic duo. There was the two of the.
Okay, say it in and out a little bit. It's okay. It's okay to get it together. But we're going to go right to, of course, YJet and Sister Bessie. I can't wait for this. Okay. So now I got both of them on right now saying questions. And the question that was raised, y'all, yes, y'all, you don't stop, is what's your opinion on black spirituality, YJet? Has it, you know, waned, or it has it aggressively been positive and we're gaining?
I think that it has been growing. It's been growing towards in the direction of creativity, as far as through music and arts and such, but also far as with young people and young adults cooperating together to be able to overcome certain boundaries certain gaps that they experienced in life, you know, and also to be able to enjoy life as well. And there's elders who are working with adults too and young people,
okay.
You know, so,
okay.
Yeah, it's working in those forms, I see.
All right. And now we go to Sister Bessie the Truther. What's your opinion, man? Is black spirituality dying, Bessie, or is it getting better? I mean, you know, WBNN is always trying to promote that, but, you know, everybody ain't us.
Well, for me, I feel like it's waning. Because when I look at the news and I see brothers shooting pregnant women, killing their children, and the women doing the same. Then we have a certain amount of young people that are just going out and shooting. Recently, I believe in Philadelphia, they was in a park and they shot over 60 times. And I watched another thing that happened recently with the young man that got shot by the police 60 times.
Yeah, in Akron, Ohio, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I feel like that is a lynching. Because I watched more people of color being killed right on the news, it's a lynching.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, they had a nerve to put cuffs on him after they done shot him full of holes.
Crazy.
And that's what they did when they hung a person. They tied their hands behind their back.
Talk about it, Bessie. That's the type of favor I want in this show.
And now, you know, everybody else, you know, I see the positive aspect. You got to have that positive positivity and all that. But, you know, right now, how I see black spirituality, listen, guys, you know, I'm a curator, okay, and I'm also a committeeman on the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, right? And I listen to a lot of shows. And it's not so many networks. And I'm not just tooting the horn of what we do, because everybody knows what we do is real. But on the real tip, no one's really out there championing the cause of injustice, okay? And to me, I think black spirituality has died, okay? I don't think overall people are really concerned. I always talk about, you know, the next topic I'm going to, you know, are black parents cowards these days? Okay, I'm gonna go to that in a minute, you know, and I'm gonna fade that back and bring it back to Honey Bakatoon for a second. You know, that's the next one. And then after that, I'm going to Mo Garman. I've said it many times on this network. I don't think that black adulting has been positive these days. I think, you know, too many women out there shaking their booties, and too many men are glorifying violence and being emotional. You know, we don't need men being emotional. We need men being rational. You know, and I know a lot of people might think that might be a chauvinistic statement, but I don't think it is. I think it's an intelligent statement. You know, we got men out here. You know, I thought about what Brian Fagan said on News Forum. He said that the black boys are not shooting their arrow in the right way, which means having sex. You know, they're now shooting their arrows the wrong way, which is guns. So what are we teaching our kids? Discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. And then how can we go by that if the parent is not disciplined enough to control their child? I've been saying this for almost 10 years. Do you know where your kids are right now? Okay, a lot of them don't know where their child is. And it doesn't even matter if it's a grown kid should always check in with their parents. I think every day, if their parent is a good parent and alive, hey, dad, hey, mom, how you doing? Hey, not to say you tell your business, but hey, I'm all right. You know, I'm in the right space. I'm in the right place. All right, that's cool. Me, my son and I have that conversation every day. He's grown, okay, and he's very grown. I'm talking about out-of-state grown. So I don't understand that situation. I think that a lot of the cowardice that go on, because you've got people that are scared of their own children. How can you be scared of your child, man? Like, really? Let's never be that to that point where you can't rule your household as a parent and talk the right way. I'm not talking about abusive situations. I'm talking about discipline. I'm talking about love in the right ways. And channeling and chastisement is love. Chastisement doesn't mean beat your kid half to death. Chastisement is rational and teaching your kids how to critically think. That's just my point of view. Go ahead, Honey Bakatoon. Mike, it's yours.
If I'm honest to the other special honored guest that's up here, Mr. Betsy, Mo Garman, and why that.
Right. Hold on, honey. If you're on the headphone, just take it off. Don't worry, just speak through your phone, because what's happening is you're fading out, and you got a lot of important things to say. I want to make sure people hear you clearly, man, on this worldwide show, man. When we come back to you and go to Mo Garman, and you come back right to you when you get everything fixed.
You wonder sometimes, but can you hear me?
Look. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. Go ahead. Continue to talk. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, this has all worked to our benefit. And you ride a parent in their right mind. We don't get no joy out of beating the hell out of our children.
Yeah, it's, I don't know what's going on. I think Hooney's in a bad. It's a shame because I think that's the devil, because you know Hooney got a lot to say tonight, and of course his line is the only line that's there acting up. It's crazy, but we gonna tire with Hooney. We gonna get it right. All right, Mo Garman. The question is, man, I talked about adulting, proper adulting of oneself and proper rearing of children, and not with non-cowardice. Go ahead, Mo Garman.
It's funny you should mention this, because I actually was just with a gentleman yesterday. He had his young son with him, and it was such a privilege for me to witness a black man nurturing his young son through a very difficult moment. The boy was just having a bad day. He was just tearful and crying and wanted to play his video games and didn't really want to participate in life. And it was a wonderful thing to see him nurture him through it instead of chastising him and berating him. He just kind of just hugged him through it and said, but we're going to go over here and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And he gave him different activities to do, and he just loved him. I think it's been a long time coming because we've been beating our children. I'm a victim of abuse from somebody being a little bit overzealous with their parenting skills. So it's just,
okay,
it's just very nice to see a nurturing. It's just nice to see a nurturing nurturing side to black men. It's just wonderful to see.
Okay, let's go there. Let's go there. I heard that point. Okay, and you know, I know Honey got a lot to say about. I hope he gets his electronic technicians together. But I talked about also the other side, and you said it. You know, you talked about the abuse side. I'm talking about not, you know, cowardice of parenting. You know, we got parents who are scared of their children. Allow their kids to play music all night long, trap music, you know what I mean, drill music, you know, all night long. And you're trying to get some sleep, and you go in there and tell the kid, turn it down. They got something to say. No, it's turn it down. When I say, yo, turn it down, it's down.
That's,
I should have to even raise my voice a second time.
Children. That's because we have children raising children. It's unfortunate, but sometimes we, just because you mature physically doesn't mean we've matured emotionally enough to have a child. Anybody can have a baby, you know, as far as physical maturation, but the psyche has to also mature enough to be able to give that child the love and nurturance so that when you do go into that room and you say, turn the volume down or I'm trying to sleep, that they respect you. And you don't have to beat a child into respect and submission.
All right. All right. Now, we have someone that believes not to spare the rod, spoil the child. You know what I mean? You know, and that is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm a type of person where, you know, I'm a little semi-quasi-old school. I do believe that, you know, sometimes you got to smack a kid's butt. I don't think beat them on the head and beat them on the legs where they're abused. But I do believe sometimes you got to use a little bit of corporal punishment to a certain extent. But, you know, that's just my opinion, and it is what it is. But what you're saying is true, that we have to learn how to communicate with our kids so they don't even have to get to the corporal area. And it starts from the womb. It really does. It starts when that kid comes out. You know what I mean? No, don't touch that. Not stop that. Don't do that. And hopefully it doesn't take a kid to touch, you know, a stove, Mo Garmin, to learn that fire is real. So that's life is like fire. Fire is real out here. So let's see what happens. Now, I'm going to go to a caller at this time. And, of course, you know, this caller is always, she's always got something fiery to say. Miss Genesis Amaris Kemp, are you there? Are you able to talk? Or you want me to put you on ice? Hey.
So I am able to talk. How are you all doing tonight?
What's going on, Genesis? Talk to us.
So I love the conversation. Everyone has some value added. I like what Mo Garmin said, but I also like where you're coming from too with the corporal punishment aspect, and I think it needs to be a blend of both in order for that kid to know when mom and dad say certain things, you need to uphold mom and dad because they are the authority. I'm not here to be your best friend, but I'm going to discipline you, and the minute you get out of line, I'm going to have to put you back in line because I can't have you out in public looking all crazy and acting foolish because that's a reflection of me. And then people are going,
come on now, talk about it.
How are me and your dad disciplining you? Because my mom, you know, she raised her, my dad raised me, but the way she raised my brothers were totally different than how she raised me because my brothers grew up in the Caribbean. And if she had something in her hand, you could get it. But my brothers were not abused. They came out to be respectable young men who are married to awesome wives who are now raising their children. So whenever my mom said, did you die? No, they didn't die, but they learned right from wrong. But she didn't go to the extent where she's feeding them black and blue to the point where, you know, they're taking the children away from her. And then my dad had a different approach. He would talk to me and ask me certain things. So my dad and I were very close. But then whenever I did something wrong, he would let me know what I did was wrong, and he doesn't appreciate it. And may he rest in peace. So each parent had a different parenting style, but at the end of the day, they worked together to make sure that it was a unified front. So because when parents don't work together, especially if they're in a dual family, then the kids would know who to go to manipulate to get what they want. And if that kid can manipulate one parent, then that means the lines of communications is blurred. Because when you're raising a child, it takes a village to raise a child, and you need to be clear and concise with that child so that child knows. Because you could act foolish at home, but when you get out in the world, I need you to come correct, because I don't want somebody saying something about you or about me, because, you know, Genesis, I'll get with you, BC, before Christ. The Lord is still working on me. I tell people I'm a whip without the H, a work in progress.
I appreciate that, Genesis, and that's a good point. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut her off because, you know, she paused there. Go ahead, Genesis. I'm sorry. Continue.
And one thing that I see about society nowadays, I feel like, and this is just my opinion, that so many parents are out here trying to be their kids' friends. And whenever you're trying to be your kid's friend, then it takes away some of that responsibility, because when it's time to crack down on that kid sees you as a friend versus a parental figure or that authority.
Uh-huh.
So whenever you're trying to discipline them, it goes in one ear and out the other. And now you see these children out here shooting their parents. You see these children out here just wilding out of control. And, y'all, I'm a millennial, but some people say I'm an old soul. And it's just ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, who raised you, animals? And it's ridiculous.
You know, yeah, it is. And I appreciate the commentary of Genesis Morris Kemp tonight. And I hope she stays on a little long so you can hear the rest of this program. You know, I'm going to say something and bring back on, you know, my principal co-host right now. My son and I had a conversation, and I got after him. And he said, well, Dad, you just have a hard day. Why you come out? I said, listen, don't give me that guilt trip that I have a hard day. Oh, Dad, I appreciate how you talk. Listen, here's the point. You know, you could not be here. You can, this is when he was in high school. I said, you don't have to be here. You can go live with your mom. Okay? Because what I said goes. I don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Okay, how you feel? I don't care. So what? I said what I said, and that's it. You feel bad, so what? And he understood that, hey, your grass is definitely cut and greener on the other side. So now I'm going to try to bring my Huli Bakatun back on, see if he's clear tonight. Huli, a lot's been said since you haven't been on. So just, you know, talk about it, man.
I've been hearing everything. Can y'all hear me better now?
Loud and clear, man. That's how I want to hear the Hall of Fame two times. Go ahead, man. Do your thing.
Man, I tell you, man, look, I'm loving what everybody else presented. But it's just so much. First of all, you got to look at our people. For over 400 years, right, we haven't been ourselves, picked it really out, okay? So now we're doing our best to become ourselves again. Now, notice now, you got a lot of people that was trained to be just like our open enemies. The same thing that they did for over 400 years, man, you got a lot of, I wouldn't even call them black males. That's trying to do the exact same thing. You know, I actually heard a so-called pant-sagging rapper other talking about I kill more, you know what I'm trying to talk about. The more N's than the KKK. You talking about somebody who's a pimp slap. How dare you? And they let that be plastered all over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where it's got to
start. That's the plan. That's the plan, honey. I dig it.
Yeah, that's the master plan right there. Yep.
Well, it's funny you said that, man. We have a show called the Legendary Big City Hip Hop Program, and I played a track from Future, and it was the most disrespectful thing I ever heard in my life. And it was, you know, I don't know what I'd be saying, although y'all be buying. I said, you rotten, dirty scoundrel. Like, you bastard. Like, how could you, what? What? I digress. Hey, Pete Rock, take us back, baby.
Strap the dress down tight when you bring the drama. Now raise up off mine and taste it in the roar. With more snipers on the floor galore in my hardware store. Nightmares of thirsty crooks. Niggas all acting fishy, working off the books. Painting the pictures of poverty, causing armed robbery, and it provoked every last one gets smoked. No doubt, for real, it's like wildlife. With thugs forever, pull caps and always keep a knife. Cause on the strip, warfare's inevitable. Hot steel's incredible. And if surprised, the revolution won't be televised. When I supply and demand, as I build my currency to expand. Call it progress, when I bless my territory. All respect you, but can niggas keep it real? It's on you.
It's on you, baby.
To the dragon's lair, where C yells the dawn and Peach the creator. Now praise the most high and represent the best, cause the number one killer of black men is stress. The armed and dangerous, the bulletproof. Couldn't stop the homicide of another youth. Penetrating your body parts with hollow point shells, you fraud. Cause vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Indeed, my own clique now turns greedy. Out of 12 of my soldiers, one will deceive me. Put salt in the game, shame the family, and push my black ass straight into a terrifying ambush. The whole empire's at stake. Master in the streets, devil the mental won't break. And turn snake, for Pete's sake, you gotta be true to the group. So if niggas wanna set it, it's on you.
So set it on.
Capture the beast within me. Beware when it's moving deep in New York City. The diabolical gangster chronicle mob scenes in all directions. The type of connections to get your wig split. Submit the wanted signs posted. Shaking spots for major knots, you get toasted. To the headpiece, I release firepower. Only I'm controlling. We put in work and got the right brothers rolling. When hell kicks off, we lick off. Keep in mind, hard like stone from the red zone. To each his own, smile in my face, behind my back it's all trash. Hope my pockets hit empty and my Lexus crash. But not in your wildest dreams. Hear my name in all the scandals and all the schemes. I rest in Queens, the Vernonville's my capital. So memorize the cuts to give you two more seconds to get off these nuts. It's on you.
It's on you.
You know who that was just rapping at this at that last part right there? You know who that was?
I'm not even sure who.
That was your nephew.
Ain't no
yeah,
way.
I just added that
no
in there.
No way.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, it's your nephew, man. So I'm going to keep you on the line right now because I'm going now to the same question. You know, cowardice, how we raise our kids. Got to go to the ambassador, then I'm going to go to, you know, Sister Bessie, the truther. Ambassador, talk about it, man. I mean, I talked about the cowardice. You know, us not being able to adult, you know, to be properly adulting ourselves, to properly, you know, be parents to our children. What's up, man? Talk to us.
Wow. The cow, like, in regards to that, I would see that there's a lot of layers to it, but to the point is that are there parents like cooperating like with each other?
Go ahead, talk about it.
Are they concerned about being vulnerable with each other? Far as about being able to know how to approach to the, either to solutions, or do the children want to listen? You know, so. When I was hearing what everyone else had to say, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of layers to it, and also there's a missing system, you know.
Okay.
And then I'm having to sift out with the parents who are willing to work on a solution-based system together, and also what children are interested in as far as cooperating with that, and how to work in between those things. And also at the end,
right,
you know, every house rocks. And so at this point, I'm just being a very, very observant of these topics, you know. Wow,
it's deep, man. It's deep, man. We'll put you back on ice, man. Because now you got to go to Sister Bessie the Truth on this one. Sister Bessie, you heard what I said. You heard what I've been saying. Your comments on what I just said, man, about people not being able to properly adult themselves. And now we raise a bunch of kids that they can't parent.
Well, if the parents don't know how to teach the child or the children about the Ma'at laws,
come on
the
now,
Ten
now
Commandments,
you're go ahead, girl.
If the parents don't know how to teach those children about their history, about their stories, and how to overcome trials. We're also suffering from slavery trauma. That has never went away. It has never went away, and we have never been healed from it.
Talk about it.
So the parents of today have not taught their children the true history of who they are. And what they can do as one group. And if you don't teach your children about the beauty of themselves, what do you think they're going to do? This is the result.
It's funny you said that, Bessie, because I'm going to go there with you. Something you said that really, really, man, you stepped on my toe, and I love it. Here's the situation. A lot of times these kids walk around like zombies, and, you know, it's crazy because they don't even know themselves. They listen to all this music, you know, that they think is cool, that their parents. How is your parent playing trap music to a child that's 5 years old? And the child back there bumping to him, he's nodding his head. Yeah, I killed the boy, killed the girl, shot him up in the head, yeah. I mean, like, the child is five. Again, not proper parenting skills. And so, you know, you got teenagers, and I talk to them all the time. And what keeps me young, looking, and beautiful is because I stay with the youth. We talk, we laugh, and joke. You know, they say, I mean, I'm bidding. That's what they always say, man. You know, you make someone laugh real hard about, you know, real, true conversation, and they crack up. They say, oh, man, Brother O is the big bid, man. He's a bidder. Yeah, we're having fun. And then when I try to challenge them back, I say, okay, we said this, now let me teach you something. And they're like, damn, I never knew that. I'm looking at these kids like, what? Like, our generation, well, I talk for my generation, people born in the 70s, because that was the best time, just trying to say. You know, if you born some other time, okay, God bless you. But when I was born in the 70s, man, and all the guys and girls that born in the 70s, all they tell us all the time, man, y'all guys look so young. Man, I mean, I can't believe you that age. Well, we came up in, you know, good times, man, where even back in the day, man, you know, if a mom and a kid lived there, they knew, we saw their dad every once in a while. So we knew that they had a dad. Now, man, we don't know if they have a mom in the crib. I'm going to go to the next caller. Caller, you're on a live show right now with your boy Honeybee Olasky and the Dynamic Soul Review. Who are you and where are you calling from? All right. Hey, what's going on? I know who that is. That's a 40. That's a 4-second delay. I know that's Sister Tony. What's going on, Antonio?
Hi. How are you tonight?
Yeah, man, we talking some real stuff, man. Talk to us.
I know what you mean about raising other children. You know, considering the time and days that we're in, some people say it's a generational curse. Some people say, you know, refrain the saying, the saying, spoil a rod, you know, spare the rod, spoil a child. And they think that still applies. But, you know, I say it's only but so much subservience you can beat into a child. And that don't mean that they'll turn out right. Some people have a saying that goes, a recent saying, hurt people will hurt people. They may not turn out right as a result of you passing on what it takes to what they call discipline them by beating them down, and it don't always work. I can get more respect from the young ladies who may really wish they had somebody to talk sense into them than threaten them, which I've seen people do, versus, I'm not saying it'll always be perfect, but you'd be surprised how they really just want somebody that they can have respect for and reach out and talk to them like a human being. If they're wrong, you know, talk to me and tell me why I'm wrong. They like to know. You'd be surprised about, even though we have some children that have been a menace, that have been mischievous, but after they start to see the viewpoint of a person that has something honest and realistic and more respectfully been to them, to, you know, talk to them in the correct way, they may not see the light right away, but it may just come back to full circle, and you may see some conforming to what is right as a result of them being approached in ways they've never had being approached. So I'm not saying I'm right, but I will say this. You'd be surprised at some of these kids who would like to know what it's like to be approached the right way these days.
Yes, you know, young Tony. Yes, okay. Yes. I agree with that. I got to go there with you with that, and I thank you for calling. And we're going to bring, you know, Tony back on at the end. But I say it like this. You know, these days, you got to be very careful how you talk to these kids, especially out in the street. And like I said, you know, me being out there on the grind, man, my feet hit the bricks, and I shake the spot. I always make sure that I respect the children, you know, respect the young people, get into their head, see what they're about. And it's always Mr. O. It's always, what's up, Mr. O? You know, they know I'm going to say something crazy to them, and they're going to laugh, you know what I mean, and having fun. And that's my way of getting into them, saying, you know, I'm not a threat. I'm not trying to tell you how to live. I'm going to show you the right way. I'm going to show you the right way. Now, if you go in that path of righteousness, then that's wonderful for you. That might keep you alive. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you know. That's why I tell you, sometimes, man, it's time you do shows, man. I'm the ultimate journalist, man, because I come up with this stuff. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I go to my next track, and it's funny. You know, everybody talking about getting physical. Wait till I come up with the next topic tonight. I get physical.
I get physical.
From out of town, off the wicked streets of New York trouble. Me and my man map the plan to make a hefty bundle. Blessing ways to listen to greats from the basement gates. Making a dub place to cause quakes in other states. My soldiers juggle 40s with the shorty. Working scenes in tight jeans and blows all your boyfriends to smithereens. On the stop to get humped out from the zone, bumping baby face. vibe. Now do my hot shells ring bells and my knockout settle beef. Any last request, you better make it brief. Kid from life sucks to major bucks. My beat blocks control blocks from role players to corner hustlers. I'm from the spark, brother. Many retire when I open fire, dropping smooth semantics. The physical's mental, but the outcome is energetic. Larger clientele robbed by the CL is spiritual. Instead of one time on the physical. Some of the mecha fly join at the boiling point. Making stable moves, wrestling grooves. Here comes the pain, my style's invisible knives slicing to the root of your brain. Funk locks when the terror come the box from the beat with ox. Knock the ghetto blast and funk in full fashion. The dames kick the sham real slow, talking to shopping's urgent. They had them in them scheming since Eve met the serpent. My love rules, Daisy Dukes and Muse. Check the view of the issue, my flexing pounds through your body tissue. You know the iceberg slim. Dig it, daddy, what the click grows. It got it to my foes, how I pimp these hoes. Don't be surprised you get Tysonized. The ultimate test is like Sweepy's faking all the Chavez best. Blessed on a lyrical slugfest. Cause every round's critical. One blow, count the dough, physical. In other words, fasten seatbelts when the caramel melts. You love sports in your boom boom shorts. No one can rock me in my latest aristocracy of Fantasia. I represent the full intent to bring the flavor. Yeah. Head of gut, steady laying in the cut. Foolish mind, kid, for niggas doing a master race, Scarface, bitch. Yeah. Maintain guard and keep it all solid from the overlord of Jaffa Muhammad. I ain't written 20 years down the line, still hitting, making arena sights rougher than the hockey fight. Yeah. It's just one of those nights, topsy turvy like a roller derby. Salad's coming sturdy anyway you wanna work me. Hey. Check the bazaar and hear a star. With so much chocolate over the caramel, we need to own a candy bar. Yeah. But before we murk, run the drill like it's physical, mystical, very artistic.
Ski got more things in line for you, man. Let's ski, y'all. Let's get it, baby. Now, of course, I'm enjoying all this summer air, you know what I mean? The fireworks going on all around me and all that. It's all good. But I'll say it like this. The next topic is going to be different. Black love. What happened to the honoring of black women and black men together in relationships? You find more, you have more, and this is statistical, okay, very artistical. I had to go there. But anyway, you find more black singles than you find black marriages these days. There's times when, you know, we couldn't get married during slavery time, and then the most honorable thing after we were freed, so-called freed, we was always free. But, you know, so-called free by law in this raggedy, you know, good-for-nothing country. But you know, more people, black folks love the honoring of marriage. And you saw it through our great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, what have you, my parents, what have you. And now you don't see it as much. Is it because of the, you know, the financial state? Is it because of the emotional state? Is it because of spiritual state? How come black love is not honored? How come black men disrespect black women and call them bitches and hoes and call them gold diggers and all that? And how come black women disrespect men and, you know, say you're deadbeat and you ain't shit and then tell the kids that, you know, that's your daddy and, you know, since your daddy ain't shit, you ain't going to be shit. And then you got the situation with, you know, you have the partiality of raising the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's PG-13, so I can say shit. I ain't going to say the F word. But, you know, now you're saying that, you know, one kid you're favoring, then the other kid, because they had different daddies, and that daddy did you wrong, similar to what happened in Boys in the Hood and Baby Boy. You know, you're just like your father. You ain't never going to be shit because your daddy ain't shit. Let's go to Hoonie Bakatoon with that, man. What happened to black love, man? You always talk about it all the time, man. You know what I mean? Born out of love and all that. Hip. Talk to me, man. Hip, hip.
Oh, yes. I dedicate this portion of it to the undisputed, undefeated bare knuckle prize fighter, my mother, as well as my father, the wounded Vietnam veteran who loved to shoot those cannons. I said that for a reason, because they was in love when I was being conceived. When those two squirrels came together and created me, look, hey, they created something special, and I was created in a state of love. And my father, even though he lived a polygamous lifestyle, but he only legally married my mother. I'm saying that for a reason. Okay, now, to answer your question, let's go back to the programming. You wonder what happened? Here's a great example. Remember Good Times? Remember how they programmed us through Good Times, right? Remember that scene?
Go ahead.
They needed something to come through for them in Florida. I love black women.
You stupid.
Florida. Love her.
You about to start your mess. Go ahead.
The wall, and she kept looking at Charles Manson on the wall. She kept praying to Charles Manson, right? Meanwhile, mm-hmm. the real guy, the real father, went out to the hall and he was able to come up with more than enough money. Right? Notice how they deal with the programming, right?
Mm-hmm.
While she was standing there praying to Charles Manson, James was the one that went out there and provided for his family.
Here's okay.
the ultimate form of disrespect a black man came in at, right? After James mm-hmm. went out and did what he did, Florida took James reverence, all praise and all honor to Charles Manson on her wall, right? But it wasn't
you mean
Charles
to tell
Manson
me, you mean
on the wall
to...
that went out there.
You mean to tell me even after her son said that? Wait a minute. You mean after that, even after her son told you who's that dude on the wall and try to put the black Jesus on the wall? Yeah. Wow, what a show.
Right.
What a show.
Right. But it was James, the real father, and you wonder why black men are getting shot out in the street and we don't get the respect that I just do. You got a lot of black men that go hard. I ain't talking about the idiots out here. I'm talking about real brothers that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
grind every day that love ourselves, our wives or women, if we have them, and our children, real men.
Right.
Now, James
right.
was a high example of a real man that went out and made something happen. And in
did.
The end, she took and gave all praise, all reverence to Charles Manson on the wall instead of giving it to her man that went out there and made something happen for himself and his family. The ultimate slap in the face.
Wait a minute. I'm going to go to the you know, of course, our panelist, Ms. Mogami, with that. And then they killed him off and made sure that Florida was raising her children by herself. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Norman Lear
yep.
and the writers of Good Times couldn't handle how John Amos was strong enough. He made that show, man. It was just a wonderful, that was a wonderful collaboration of great actors, you know, including Jimmy Walker. And our people, you know, down Jimmy Walker, too. But, you know, we all have our Jimmy Walkers in the family. I'm a Jimmy Walker. I made people laugh. You know what I mean? I was Kid Dynamite. You know what I'm saying? You know, but they said, well, it's buffoonery. No, that's part of the black experience, too, being able to be comical, being able to do what we do. So good points, Mr. Hoonie Bakatoon. Now we'll go to Montgomery on that one. What happened to black love, Mo? What happened? I don't understand. You good with that? I mean, what happened to respect? You're a spiritualist. Man, let's talk about it. Mike's yours.
I,
to talk about black love, I have to quote the Willie Lynch letter on that one, because it talks about, for fear of the young male's life, she will psychologically train him to be mentally weak and dependent, but physically strong, and the woman will become psychologically independent, and she would train her offspring to be psychologically independent. So we've been trained through time and through slavery for the woman to be independent and for the man to be completely dependent on white people, and we can't match up. And they don't want us to match. So we end up hearing black men singing disrespectful songs about us, singing songs about us being gold diggers and whores and sluts. And we and we listen to that. And then we think that that's what we're supposed to do because we're psychologically weak.
Good point there. And it's funny you said that, you know, the Chronic, you know what I mean? First, really, truly popular derogatory song, Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks. I ain't gonna say the rest.
Yeah.
But that's what started it. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. And then they got the girls actually dancing to the song. And well, he ain't talking about me. He ain't talking about me. What are you talking about, young lady? He is talking about you.
And the record labels are the ones who put those artists up to that, and the artists agree and go ahead and do it for capitalism. So we don't have a line to draw within ourselves.
Ms. Garmin, I'm going to ask you a question. I am the great journalist. You know what I mean? I train journalists. That's why all you are here, right? Here's a piercing question for you. And I can't wait to hear what Sister Desi and Wajet got to say after I take the next caller. How do we fix it, young lady? You're a black woman. What's the answers from a black woman to fix this nonsense? Talk to us. Mike's yours.
It's not an easy fix. It takes time. You have to want to fix yourself. And you have to want to go back into the archives. And like Sister Bessie was saying, we have to know who we are. We have to know our history. We have to not be so angry all the time. And we have to learn to love and nurture ourselves. And we have to have that group love, that group cohesion. And we don't have that. So you have to create that within your own group. You have to create your own groups so that you can get that kind of love and support so that they can come outward into the world.
That honeybee, something else, man. I'm a bad boy. Let me kiss myself. Wow, I came up with this. Anyway, 516-453-9133. You know what I mean? Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is the 3,115th episode of Ngozi Time Multimedia. We go to the caller now. And caller, who are you? Where are you calling from? And we're talking about, you might have heard the former topic, but we're talking about this topic here. You can add, but right now we're focusing on black love, the black man and the black woman. What's going on? The mic is yours. Who are you?
This is Angela. I'm calling in from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Angie. The mic is yours.
Enjoying the conversation. I just left a panel discussion. We actually been on this topic for the last month or so. And we're talking about us. See how we see ourselves, our image, his image, her image, the family image. And it all goes back. Like Mo said, a lot of it began in slavery. And then a lot of it transferred over when we had the boom in teen moms and people just not knowing their identity and who they are. It goes back to us understanding who you are and loving yourself. It all starts with you, and you have to be that change that you want to see. If you want to see change, you have to be that change.
I love that. I love that. Now, you know, to the former question, you know, proper adulting for proper parenting. Your opinion on that, Mike's yours.
I'm a firm believer that you can't be your child's best friend. A child is a child. And there always should be that boundary. It's okay to give advice and to be open, but you're not their friend. You're their parent, and that's what you're supposed to be to them. So we got to learn how to establish those boundaries and get those boundaries back in place. We lost that. We lost that sense of mothers and daughter relationship, father and son relationship. Mm. Because
go ahead, talk about
the father's not in the home in a lot of the cases. So yeah,
speak on it. Speak on it, girl. Speak on it, country girl. I love this.
Yeah, we got to get back to family and get back to that family structure, because when you get back to the natural family structure, a lot of things will line up, and then a lot of things will begin to fall into place. You know, this system, this world system, was not set up for us, We have to go in and set up our own system so that we can fix this. We have the power to fix it. It's up to us if we want to fix it. We can do anything that we want to do. And we have that power. So it's up to us if we want to see change. We got to be that change.
I love that, Angela. Thank you so much. And that's, you know, that's intelligent. You know, everybody's saying intelligent conversation tonight and commentary. It is so wonderful to have a show like this. See, sometimes things happen for me to come on, and then I need to do what I need to do to be the example. This is what we're trying to get accomplished. Black love is all we have. Our procreation, it's a miracle that we are a race of people that has not been distinguished. If you look for everything that we're going through, even since after antebellum slavery and the things we went through and all of the embarrassment and the humiliations, and, you know, I could say, should I say this on the radio? Yeah, I'm going to say it because ain't no censorship, and I don't bite my tongue. If I meant it, I said it. I bite my tongue for no man. The purpose genocide of our race in this country. Every day. Just like Sister Bessie said, you know, going to what happened in Akron. Okay? This guy gets, how do you, pop, 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 pop. Y'all don't stop shooting after about 10 times. After he fell on the ground, y'all still shooting this man? But the bull that pulled what he did in Illinois, he gets a cheesesteak, a Subway sandwich, a pat on the back, a shot of Hennessy. Man, let me tell you something, man. I need to get on the mic. I need to get on the mic. I need to get on the mic. I need to get on the mic.
This boat is unloaded by the Mechadon into the red zone. You spot my skull and crossbone alone. To blow the water gates, floor the great thinking, meditate. Step behind the place of the CL's war face. Cars and tips, making blueprints for over six-figure salaries. Lutrified, cause many didn't die.
Yeah.
The mic record study Mecca now building. Cause I love my shorties like Jesus loved
children.
Cause being smooth is the science I craft into. Woo. A state where they incarcerate me, I wanna be free. I play some D on the high scoring thrill from the Burnerville. Taking my yards with no bodyguards. I fix the first round draft pick for time in prison. So the only way to cover that is clean living. Respect given, hear the bell go ding. It's like Tyson stepping back into the ring soon as I
get on the mic.
President to represent. Now hear what it's like when I
get on the mic.
It's strike, cause every Nike I wear is kicking ass there. Too dope to scare and too damn smooth to care. So flick your lighters in the air and let me blow the roof off a Coliseum. Plus I gotta get per diem.
Right.
All deuces file out and lead the dimes to the front row. When I say go, I want them showing love and talking dough. Cause with the daddy unemployed and the old earth raising me, any other rugged nigga's history. No mystery, I'm physical in action. So guess relaxing is a weekend with Tony Braxton. On your TV is me, incredible in CD. With the beat to the arm, I break away, can bounce for days. This relays, I'm trucking jewels like Eric B. And all your corny fools can't see me, oh my, my, my.
Get on the mic. Get on the microphone. Get on the mic. Get on the microphone. Get on the mic. Get on the microphone. Get on the mic. Yo, get on the microphone.
Wealthy, your wise, just your size. Come and try the hardcore, set it down by every law.
grooving in your Lex, tracks out of sextivity. At its highest level of funktasia served in major. He's the real neighbor, overqualified to be lucified. Peep rocks the god when my sizz out profile. Slide into the Milky Way to Carmel Kingsley. We're back on crazy to put the Duke up in Daisy. Amazingly, none of y'all can fade me, never. Add the spice to make it shoot like salt and pepper. How large is he? Master my degree in mic surgery. Who plans to retire at the tender age of 30? That was what I cherish, all informers must perish. On the down low, lift my people from the ghetto. In every borough, CL is quite thorough. And do or die, so don't try when I am on.
Get on the mic. The mix you're hearing has been approved by Honey Bee, Olaski. I'm on the mic, y'all. The ones and twos for you and you and you and you and you and you. I'm that boy, y'all. The best.
God bless the microphone.
I might finish mixing on this thing, man. You know what I mean? Get back to the program. I pulled this out the sweater for the Amoretta and the Go-Getter. Honey B, all ass key, hold the wheels of steel. Honey, back a tune, man. Get on the mic, man. Get on the mic. We about to go into it, man. You know what I mean? Talk to Dwight Chet and your girl, Bessie the Truther. How about the roof?
Oh, my God, boy, I tell you. Man, Hall of Fame four times, you're getting in, and Mo Garman. I mean, you know, what can you say about everybody to call in? Ambassador Wydette, Mother Sister Bessie, you know, Hall of Fame nominated, Antonia Betts. I mean, it is what it is. It's time for us to have this interaction, and definitely can't forget about the woman of God, author Angela Thomas Smith. It's that time, y'all. But, you know, I got a best-kept secret I want to share before this one is over, okay?
Don't do it. You're going to have the last say after Ngozi time. Just hold your peace, man. Hold your peace. We're going to go to Wydette Mental Hotep L right now. Talk about black love, man. You know, can we fix this, man? What happened to it, and can we fix this?
Huh. Yes, we can fix it, but I'm going to add on to for what the love fell victim to. You know, it definitely fell victim to the United States government promoting people revealing themselves in a lustful manner by them acting as IG models, OnlyFans models, a.k.a. digital prostitution. And men and women must boycott strip clubs, digital prostitution, to save themselves from the lust demon being promoted as a way of life.
I'm going to cut you off right there. This is a show right now called P-Valley that everyone loves. And it's promoting, you know, all type of stuff. Now, of course, you know, the rainbow, you know, community. I'm not talking about y'all. You know, you have y'all right. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But I'm talking about what you just said, promoting that it's cool to talk with broken English. You can be from the South and you ain't got to talk broken English. That's promoting that everybody from the South stupid. Number one. Then two, you're promoting, you know what I'm saying, the shake your booty yummy on the ones and twos. No. Let me tell you something. And I got to go there because, you know, my mouth is just, you know, sometimes I got Tourette syndrome. I got to come on and say something. Then I'm going to bring it back to Wydette. You know, we're promoting this type of stuff. I would never, ever work in a strip club. First of all, I don't want to smell producey and perfume at the same time. It's just nasty. And I'm not going to, you know, have my art be misused in that situation. Well, Jack, you stepped on my toe, man. I'm going to shut up and let you keep on talking to your own Sister Bessie.
All right. Because now, said that, like, with that being promoted, like, with the IG models and OnlyFans and digital prostitution and such, like, with that being promoted, it has, you know, created a lustful way of life being promoted, and it's very toxic. And I definitely appreciate the last guest mentioning the influence that owners of promotion businesses, you know, of for mainstream record labels and such and utility companies, and have where they say for people to write songs a certain way, that they'll invest in them promoting them wearing clothes a certain way, and that when that whenever that if they were to act a certain way that they would open up their stadium for people to perform. And so I feel that men and women, you know, that we have to make a stand for is about boycotting the things that pollute our minds.
That no, it's funny you said that.
And make what we're upset about. But I yield.
You know, I agree with that, man. And before I bring on Sister Bessie, I believe that hip hop is going to make another change. Because after a while, we got kids now looking at these fools. They're old heads. These guys is out here wearing their pants. It's like, you should have the guts to do that. Anyway, you should have the guts to do that. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King birthday twerker vine. You need to be, all y'all need to be whipped with many stripes. Y'all need to be ashamed of yourself. You should not have the guts to do these type things. What are we doing? We're shaking our ass. That's what we're doing. It's crazy. It's sad. You know, like I said, I always say this, you know, best. You know, with P-Valley, you know, there's things that go on and they talk about. Now, I like the last show that talked about the abuse of children and how things go, da-da-da-da-da-da. I get it. But we're promoting ignorance, and that's where we got to draw the line. Now, some people might think it's, you know, good, you know, programming. They get their little kicks off and they laugh. Okay. But you got to remember now, we're not the only people that are looking at this program. You know what I mean? It's crazy. You know, it's sad. We have to be more educated. That's our problem. And education brings forth, you know, the groundwork, you know, the beautiful groundwork of being able to communicate with each other and be able to build with each other, teach our kids well. Just like that song by George Benson, not Whitney Houston, but George Benson. I believe the children have a future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. And you ain't got to agree with me. I said what I said. Sister Bessie Truther, talk about it. Black love. What's going on with it? So I go to my next topic, and that's going to be a doozy.
Well, as I did last month, the Willie Lynch letter, it goes back, just like Munchro was saying, it goes back that far. It goes back into the treatment of a people. It goes back far of the abuse and everything that they have done to indigenous people around the world. And nobody from generation to generation had any mental health to deal with that. So we have another situation where we don't understand how to solve this problem of not loving each other, not respecting each other, not respecting the children, not respecting the elders. And we around the world need to talk about this because someone put this in our minds and our hearts to separate the families, to separate the communities, to not have love for each other. We are still suffering with trauma. The trauma is there. And we need to talk about this. We around the world need to talk about the trauma that has been on us for 600 or 700 years, and we're still suffering trauma. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about the love for each other, the love for our families. Men need to stand up and be men, and mothers need to stand up and be mothers.
All right, guys, thank you so much. It's amazing that you have, you know, what Sister Bessie just said. And, you know, it's a pocket of people that think that all black people act a certain way that's ignorant, you know, and then you're ignorant to think that. African-American culture is what it is. You know, we are the trendsetters, the point setters of the world. People look at us every which way but loose. And, you know, it's funny, you know, blog talk, you need to be ashamed yourself. You know what I mean? You know, cut off the line because this is a real good show. And guess what? Kiss my whole entire black ass, too. But I'm going to say what I got to say. You know, we all don't act like that. We don't. You know what I mean? And it was a time in our culture that it was cool to be smart. That's, again, parenting. That's, again, effective adulting. Us, you know, checking each other, male, female, yourselves. Check yourselves before you wreck yourself. Because that generation that was smooth and got their degrees, even if they even had a high school diploma and they were doing their thing and you saw them being pillars of the community, y'all know who I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know. Don't act like you forgot. This ain't Roy Jones. You must have forgot. Come on, stop. So, you know, let's be reasonable here. And, you know, we need to get back to that again. I do believe there's going to be a revolution again. Now, what's going to happen to us when we start waking up? There's going to be another virus and more vaccines to take. But I know, out of shadow of a doubt, you know, it's a love thing, guys. It's a love thing. I'm going to go there in a minute. The next topic I have is proper relationships. Men and women. You should not have your children knowing too many people in your house, especially when you're not married. A child sees one man go upstairs and come down, and he stays around for about a month and a half, and he leaves. And then, or a woman, or whatever. I'm just going to say the man and woman relationship. And then you have these kids seeing mommy have another man, daddy have another man. And usually it's mommy have another man, because now these days, daddy don't live with the kids anyway. And then, you know, this kid's thinking this is the proper way of doing things. Or your mama got her ass hanging out. Mama getting snatched and all that, you know, getting the BBLs and all that. That's fine. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want, you know, you feel like the body that God gave you is not good enough. You don't do that. But carrying yourself in a way that's slutty and you expect your child to respect you, you got to be a fool. You really do. It's foolishness. It's utter foolishness. You know, we think that we're in a sick society. And America has been poisoned to black people. Or the ignorant has allowed the poison to graft into their veins, which is sad. Okay, let's talk about it. Willie Bacatoon, you know, relationships, man, how we carry ourselves with our children. I think it's a big thing. You know, you ready for this, Willie Bacatoon? Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, I can.
No woman or man should be washing up in the kitchen sink. No man, you know what I mean? You know, you know, with them hard, with the hard ass dish rags. Come on, this should, you know, no one should be washing up in the sink. You know, like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? The kid coming out,
yeah,
the kid,
right.
The guy coming downstairs, or the woman coming downstairs, pat your head. You'll tell your mama, I said, you know what I mean? You know, have a good night. Now, why is that child up at 1 o'clock in the morning downstairs looking at TV while mommy or daddy getting busy with the man that's not their parent? And they seeing that, you know, or people condoning, oh, well, you know what, the lights got to be on. So my son out there, man, hustling, getting this money. Man, look, man, I got to eat. So we're going to pray about that later. Now, go out there and hustle, get that money, knowing you're putting your child in harm's way. And then when your child gets shot, you're talking about, oh, my son was a good kid. Your son was a bastard. You know your son was no good kid. You know your son was out there shooting everybody and serving poison in the community. You know better than that. You know, Holy Bible, talk about this, man. You know, it's some deep stuff, man. You know what I mean? You know, put the Prada and the Louis alone and feed your kids, man, and buy some books. Buy a book and cook. And that goes for men, too. You raise your kids by yourself. Buy a book and cook. You know what I mean? There's no way in the world these kids should be eating fast food every night. That's, again, improper adulting. You know what I mean? I mean, not every night. This should be a treat. Wojcik will talk about nutrition, you know, about in a minute when he gets on talking about this. Proper nutrition, that's another thing that helps the spirit and the soul, too. If our kids are not nourished, then their minds are not nourished. I said what I said. Go ahead, Hooney, before I bring on Mo Garvin on this subject.
No doubt. It's all about a massive programming and brainwashing, you know, and we are just coming out of that stage. Now, you spoke about love. Let me get back. Here's a solution. That's one thing I love about our great company of WBNN. We're about offering solutions to the issues, so-called problems that we've been having for such a long time. Okay, now, it's going to be heartbreaking to a lot of the on listeners, but I got to say it the way that it is. Right now, the African-American has more love for Caucasians than they do their own self. And this is why the white savior syndrome is one of those hardest hypnotic spells to be broken. They always supplant that. And I guarantee you, you want to hear and see a massive turnaround overnight, that type of love that you have, that don't give you nothing but the smelly area to keep kissing, right? If you was to really, really take that type of love and start to love yourself, start to love your family, and start to love the brothers and sisters that's in the same demise that you're in, most of our issues is going to be solved pretty much overnight. But how many people are strong enough, willing and able and ready to do such a thing? I'm not saying hate. Anyone knows me. For over 37 years or even before that, I don't teach a hate thing. All I do is teach divine love for self and kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying take that love back that you're offering to everybody else. Why do you think an enemy in the form of a Caucasian can show up to a neighborhood and spread the whole place? You understand? And keep getting away with it. Because them and their kind is programmed to protect their own. You understand?
Yeah, I do, man. You know what I don't?
When you see an image, when you see somebody in the image, right, come there to be able to.
Mm-hmm. See what they do? They cut off my man while he's talking. You know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. Y'all need to do a better job, man. Come on, Blog Talk. Y'all need to shame yourself. You need to be ashamed of yourself, man. And also, too, y'all stop washing up in them people's house and sink. Let's go to Mo Garman. Mo Garman, man, your commentary tonight, what I said.
Basically, I think as African-Americans, we are at various levels of healing. So we're seeing a lot of different things. Some of us are more healed than others. Some of us are less healed than others. And as far as proper relationships, we're all looking for love. And we're just going about it in all the wrong ways and sometimes. There's a song, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, and that's kind of what we're doing, especially the women. We can't get past the hypersexualization of our women or our men in videos and in music. And we have to stop and we have to say no to capitalism, and we have to be more cohesive. It's not an easy fix. Because we're all in various stages of development.
And according to that topic, the lust demon has a lot to play, with that particular role. And it's like more people, it's going to take more of our people far as getting ourselves disconnected from those areas that make us connected to lust more, you know, to prevent us from like actually trying to connect with women and women trying to connect with men based on lust.
Okay.
Because it ends up leading up to those situations, you know, and not learning how to communicate and how to do it. And so, because that boycotting strip clubs and boycotting, you know, becoming IG models, you know, and uh-huh. also boycotting ourselves, like actually using lustful like platforms as an option,
right?
Because it's just a perpetual cycle, you know, and it's not healing at all. And so it ends up being that putting us under a lust spell by what the system allows to have people to have money come to them in those particular
mm-hmm.
areas. And so
mm-hmm.
and so with people being brought, like men being brought into a household or women being brought into a household in regards to interactions and things like that, you know, it makes it, it's you know, we got to make a stand against
against lust because we know what's affecting our people, and we know what, what the system allows people to be paid for. You know, whenever it comes to far as whether it's modeling or what whether it's like a business based on it, like with we know strip clubs and the performances and bars and things like that. You know, I would we know, but we're not protesting about the right thing.
Right.
Those are some of the things that we need to make a stand against. But you know, I yield.
All right, I'm really afraid to see what Sister Bessie going to say about this one. Go ahead, Bessie, go ahead and talk, man. I can't wait to hear this.
Well, love has to do with respect. Sometimes when I look at the videos that they're presenting around the world, most of these entertainers, female entertainers, they got husbands and they got children. But what they present on the videos is opposite of what they're teaching the young women today. That's the game that they have been playing to ruin a lot of our young women and young men's minds, because they live a different lifestyle, but they portray the hoochie mama and the thugism to you. And if we don't teach our young people that what they present on film and video is not part of who they should be, we have to teach them that that is not them. And
I love that. I love that. I love that what you just said, because, yes, a lot of times, you know, it's show business. And that's the problem. It's show business. You know, you out there acting a fool, knowing that's not you, but you're making money from it, and it's sad. And that's where it gets down to it. It should be a love thing, y'all. What happened to the love, man? Where's the love, man?
Bring the bass in. Beautiful. The way you wear that chair that had many ladies, but nothing can compare to that smile, that style, that drives men wild. That ring could have Big Daddy walk you down the aisle proper. You a showstopper, girl a jaw dropper. I could see me leaving Susan, bring it home to mama. What you're looking at is purebred stallion. I'm slaying it, you really care to know who's jaying it. Oh, how lucky are we? Catch you coming out the shower and I'm right there to wipe down your body. Spread that scented lotion all around your curves. Anything you want, all she deserves. Baby, calm your nerves, make this work. The only thing you fear in life is being hurt, but I'm here to protect you. Thought otherwise, I'm here to correct you. You can trust me.
You and I are bonafide,
bonafide. A hot couple, put us both in the same club, now you asking nothing but trouble. Watch him jumping out of red labels, got my woman and the girlfriend dancing on the table. Shut down the joint, me I'm just laid back in awe, surrounded by the gangsters puffing on a cigar. Baddest chick in the world keep niggas trank. Yes, the hottest chick on the planet keep a nigga ranked up. The question is, can you top that, homie? You could probably pull something close, but stop that, homie. Not even, couldn't have that even if I stopped breathing. Don't hope for that, my ghost to be poking a still, read my will. My boys get it all, no gimmicks, but I'm here to let you know my jump off is off limits. Life and love, you're made for a thug. Once I settle in, you made me a gentleman.
You and I, you and I,
bonafide. Game.
game is crazy. Diamonds on stilettos. Travel through these ghettos. Drop the top. Let them see what I'm working with. Came to win. How the dawn keeps the fawn blowing the wind. Her aura's magnetic. That attracts loot. She look Wall Street. Briefcase. Pinstripe suit. Your hair up in a bun. Spectacles on her nose. Any deal she makes, my business grows. They say a woman's never satisfied. So she had me to fill it to her heart's content. Is my blessing. God gave you to me. And words can't describe what you do for me. Your CL is love me or love me not. When no one can match this chemistry we got. Why they all call you CL's wife? Cause all we got is each other, a bond for life.
Tune, the magic man, the magic man. You know, I got a lot. I'm gonna keep you on the line right now. I'm gonna go to our panel. Right, you know, how you feel about tonight, Miss Mo Garman, and these wonderful topics that we brought up at this time?
I thought they were very insightful, Brother O. Very insightful as you'd bring this up. It was a great show. Nice to be able to share our thoughts of like-minded individuals, and maybe we can reach some solutions.
Yes, indeed. And that's what it's all about. And I thank you, Mo Garman. And tell us when your show is, young lady.
It is on the 15th of this month, next Friday at 9:30.
All right, now.
WBNN.
What's the name of the show?
Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Garman. And we go to Wajet Mentuhotep L. And how you feel about tonight, sir?
This show was very empowering, and it was very insightful, and it definitely encourages, like, opening of the mind and having you dig deep inside yourself to be able to, you know, really think about what's still going on and also solutions that must be made and things that must be done. For a brighter
day. All right. Well, I thank you so much, Ambassador. And when is your show?
July 21st.
Uh-oh. And the name of your show, sir?
It'll be involving engineering and culture. Culture and engineering.
What's the name of your show?
Oh, the name... is
mm-hmm.
far as making
the name of your show. All right, you forgot. No, that's not the name of the show. It's A&M University, man.
Of course, A&M University, of course.
All right, man. I mean, I love you, man. And of course, you know, the next person, you know what I mean? She's a legend. A nominee for the Hall of Fame, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcaster nominee. Sister Bessie the Truster, how you feel?
I think it was wonderful. This is a great example that we need to do in our communities and our families all around the world, just not in the U.S. This needs to where we need to get together and talk and love each other and respect each other.
All right now. All right. Love you, Sister Bessie. And, you know, before I go into my go-to time, we got to check this out, man. You know, Hooney and I are going to talk about some things, you know, during my go-to time as well. He got the final thoughts, y'all. You better stay tuned because I'm afraid what that man's going to say. Check it out, y'all.
Sending this out to my people up north. Tell them if you ain't from New York, you're sore. Box to throw rocks, fish your cut bait, cause I fight great for weight. Here's the hottest joint on lockdown, ready for relief for what they call a masterpiece. Covers are blown, known for keeping shit lethal, cause now I'm like water on the desert for you thirsty people. What's the fixation with all this artillery? Now you catch a look saying, who are you to question me? Giving the signs from enemy lines, taking care of my biz, is how you found out Wayne's world was never his. See my pen hole stroke for all my cookies and mink, and call them all types of bitches running out of ink. Later for tricking mine, avoid like swine, but still I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. It's my thing. Now get your bell rang by the megabyte slang. The jack of all trades couldn't even gang bang. And niggas can't hang with so many styles, you swore the shit was out of Wu-Tang. But the samurai CL smooth vibe, he's slicing, dicing you down when the mic is around. I rebound like Oakley when you provoke me. This is the chocolate top, be careful how you choke me. I razzle dazzle your fragile ass until you pay homage to the man I plan is holding all the knowledge. In 5 minutes of funk off my tone, read the label shown. Is it Pete Rock or Oliver Stone? Still the same, they remember my name. Kinda reminds me of when Rocket Ishmael played for Notre Dame. Invincibility with no vulnerability, selling more than gold to put the killers on my payroll. Jealous brothers and others who can't relax with pep. And if it was the playoffs, your ass would get swept. They kept on stash. The tango and cash, competitors bow. Cause I would think we all know who the Don is by now. Making loot at the pace of a horse race. Now once again, my friend, the great paper chase. Here's a taste of life in the fast lane. A house full of gypsies stripping off a Don P. But the profound sound, I ride juice like a hawk. And can only bring the essence of New York. It's the Vernonville, daddy, can you comprehend? How some real live niggas set a new trend of being so blasted, smooth as prophets to the brain cell, while I bid you all a farewell.
Yes, y'all, and you don't stop, Body Rock, y'all. And, of course, Sister Bessie the Truther will be on the 22nd of this month with the wonderful show called The Front Porch right here on these WBNN stations. And, of course, I want to thank all the folks at Cabinet Robbie listening to this show. I want to thank Mo Garman, Ambassador Wajet Mentohotep L, Sister Bessie the Truther, and, of course, my man, my mellow. He gets on the mic because, you know, he eats Jell-O. Yeah, pork alone, I'm just kidding. Mr. Hoodie Bakatoon, but he's going to say his last thoughts. And, you know, I'm watching the time, but, you know,
everything that was said tonight was needed. I'm going to thank Justice Mars Kemp for, you know, sharing her stuff on Facebook and questions and what she liked. You know, great journalist. I want to thank our former commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, tonight coming on and sharing what she said. And, you know, all the rest, you know, Antonia Batts and, you know, just some great people. They're counting that robbery. And it's funny sometimes that, you know, certain folk don't support. And that's all I have to say. Then BNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Ngozi underscore time. And also, Ole Dunham and Malay Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ole Day Lay, that goes with my and gmail.com. And I am. You might have been Father's favorite producer, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect, the 2021 Broadcasting Enshrinee and DJ Enshrinee. And most important, well, 2019 I went as a DJ, but it's okay. But most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dolly Malay Wingosi, saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Y'all check it out, check it out. And now I yield to the 2020 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining and the 2022 Lifetime Achiever Elect, the Magic Man Haru Honibaka Tung.
Man, first of all, I love this show, and I can't tell you how the adversary is real. They cut me off so many times, it's not even funny. Honest to everybody who came on and allowed their voices to be heard tonight. Honest to everybody who stayed with us, who have endured with us for all these years. Now, to bring this home, we are in a great position, one of the best positions that any people could ever be in. I want people to hear me clearly. One of our late greats that passed a high life, I'm talking about Richard Pryor, okay? One of the best movies he ever did was Which Way Is Up. And towards the end of that movie, when Mr. Man was looking at him, he said, "Are you over there watching me, Mr. Man?" He said, "Here's the keys to your house and your goddamn car." "If you're going to shoot me, you may as well shoot me in the back right now." Or, you know, he said the other word. I'm trying to clean it up. Right? So that's the last part you're going to see of me. Now, for the first people that was here on this planet, that pretty much owned everything on this planet, not just Africa, but America and this whole entire globe. Now, we're in a great position to get all of that back. And the ones that's holding it up, not a pale man and not a red man, not nobody else but us, because you got a lot of people still stuck on stupid and want to be able to hold on to white supremacy in the form of their filthy religion. You understand? The bottom line is this. We in a great position because being at the bottom, we ain't got no other choice but to rise up. And we can rise up when you look at yourself and each other as only ones that's going to get it done, because ain't nobody else who's going to do it for us. Ain't no one that's going to come save us but us. You understand? And as far as those people that's out there that's in the image of a black suit or a brown suit or any other suit, open enemies. I'm talking not the ones that's trying to show love. We will aware you got some advances that's coming up that's going to handle that, especially when you're dealing with black devils, right? But those of us who really, really love ourselves and each other and want to make a massive come up like our world has never seen, everything that we ever did, we did together. All of the evidence around this world, you always see us doing things together. The separation in the form of their filthy religion has got to go. And their political system that has kept us separated has got to go. In their social status that keep us separated, where you think you're better than somebody else, has got to go, right? Now, those of us who's really, really serious about our overall liberation, because that's the only head right there. Liberation is the head. And if you really, really care about our overall liberation, then you're going to stop making any and every excuse about not getting it done, okay? Now, my last case in point is I got a show that's coming up that's going to set it off.
say, for over 37 years, I've been playing a, I won't say a religious game with y'all. I'm one of the best that ever did it when it came to religion. But since you want to use that game and you want to turn around and use it against me, then here's the challenge for you, black preachers, so-called black imams or rabbis or rabbonis, right? Then you open up the scriptures and you start teaching your congregation the truth of what Bathsheba Genesis speaks about, right? That 400-year bondage don't apply to nobody else on this earth, no other people on this earth but us. And if that be the truth, then we're only 3 years out of that 400-year bondage, right? But like I said before, we're in one of the best positions because we ain't got no choice but to make a massive come up. And then when we start loving ourselves and each other, we're going to handle any enemy in any form that comes against us. Stop making excuses. And for those people who you have been praying to and calling on, they are not going to come to your aid unless you start to come to your aid, unless you want it. How can you expect them to come to your aid when we are created in the image and after the likeness of our Creator, not in the image of no Charles Manson-looking Jesus? You understand? The same way that Revelation describes your Savior, your Lord, with the thick, knotty hair and the red eyes and feet that burnt brass, like the color of burnt brass. You hate your image so bad, how can you love the image of the Heavenly Fathers and the Heavenly Mothers? Stop teaching those white power lies. Take that love back that you have attributed to everybody else but yourself. You got no choice. Like I always say, about hate, it's about us and ourselves. It's great. Stay tuned for the next advancement, July 28th, where the architect of the universe will deliver planet Earth. Because when you look at planet Earth, they already told you wrong. It's a master plan that was put in effect from the extraterrestrial that incarnated here long before a so-called beginning. And if you think I'm lying, stay tuned.